Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. Great news about linebacker Brian Cushing on Friday as head coach Gary Kubiak and the linebacker himself explain.
Oh, Cush fine. And actually, Cush has cleared protocol. He's ready to play. So he's good. Took all his stuff he normally takes and ready to go.
It was okay. You know, it was very, very mild. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't too severe or anything. There wasn't any after effects or residual, you know, pains or anything like that. So I was, you know, besides the first 5 minutes, pretty good the entire time.
How do you feel about getting into this game now with limited work during the week? Obviously, you know where everything y'all are doing.
That's fine. I mean, you know, I mean, as long as I get a little bit of work, that's fine. You know, I fully practiced today and was sharper than ever, so ready to go.
And there's going to be some changes on the offensive line. No Brandon Brooks. That means Ben Jones is a go.
So we got a lot of confidence in him. He played a lot of football for us last year, played in a lot of big games. You know, Ben can play two spots for us. So obviously Cody White will be up. So he moves up a notch and has a dual role to carry. But we got confidence in Ben. He's played a lot of football.
I played, 12, 11 games last year at right guard. So I was just getting back in the swing of it. I've been rotating it, both guards and center, all the way through camp and everything. So playing right guard is not going to be much of a change. Hey, I'm just coming out here. I try to put all the stuff into the – when I'm in there, I'm trying to learn the system, and I want them to feel comfortable with me. So anytime during the game, if they need me to put me in there or they need me to play the whole game, I want them to feel confident in me.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson also shared his thoughts on the troubles that the Texans have endured over the past couple weeks and what fans have thought about it.
You know, by Coach Kubiak saying that he took responsibility and stuff like that, I felt like that was a bunch of BS. You know, the coach shouldn't have to come out and take responsibility for what happens on the field because he's not playing. Yeah, they do make the calls with the plays and stuff like that, but at the same time, we have to go out and execute. So, you know, and that was pretty much it. Just tell them, like, in order for us to get it done, you know, we're going to have to get it done. You know, we can't worry about what people say from the outside. You know, people are going to have their own opinions about whatever, and that doesn't really matter. So, you know, you just have to, you know, keep that tunnel vision and just keep going forward.